With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Senate passes the president's tax and spending bill by a vote of 51-50. The legislation needed Vice President J.D. Vance's tie-breaking vote. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says that it took a long time to get President Trump's priority across the finish line.
And now we're here, passing legislation that will permanently extend tax relief for hardworking Americans. Mr. President, that will spur economic growth and more jobs and opportunities for American workers. That will rebuild our military, secure our borders, unleash American energy.
The bill now heads back to the House for further revisions. The GOP spending bill removes roughly 1.4 million illegal immigrants from the nation's Medicaid program. The vote is an economic blow to blue states who subsidize families of illegals to help inflate their consumer and real estate economies. Republican lawmakers say these states will be forced to choose between their addiction to mass illegal immigration and averting financial collapse. President Trump tours a new illegal immigration detention facility in a remote area of the Florida Everglades, saying the detention site has built-in security.
They have a lot of bodyguards and a lot of cops that are in the form of alligators. You don't have to pay them so much. But I wouldn't want to run through the Everglades for long. It will keep people where they're supposed to be.
Staten Island prosecutors say a New York City driving school paid off DMV examiners to fraudulently fast-track driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, regardless of whether they knew how to drive. Officials say T&E Driving School in Queens took cash from non-English-speaking Chinese immigrants and paid off a crew of Department of Motor Vehicles employees on Staten Island to illegally obtain driver's licenses. This is SRN News. Many people of faith voted for President Trump.
The Pew Research Center has done a detailed breakdown of the people who went to the polls last fall, and it reveals that white evangelicals were not the only ones who supported Mr. Trump. In November, he won 62% of all Protestants, up 3% from 2020. And the president got 55% of the Catholic vote, up 6%, and a real embarrassment to the Democratic Party, which owned the Catholic vote for most of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal analysts say the Supreme Court's ruling in favor of Maryland parents who don't want their kids exposed to queer trans books in school could inspire similar lawsuits in other states. Jessica Levinson, a professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles, says any school district that reads similar books to their kids now subject to suits by parents who don't want their kids to hear these books because it substantially interferes with their religious beliefs. This is SRN News. The FBI selects a new headquarters.
The new FBI building will be in Washington, D.C., not far from the current J. Edgar Hoover building. The Bureau and the U.S. General Services Administration selected the Ronald Reagan building as the new location. It was home to the U.S. Agency for International Development until this year, when the Trump administration consolidated USAID into the State Department and allowed Customs and Border Protection to take over the building's lease. The Hoover Building, in use since 1975, had long been plagued by structural problems. Bill Alexander, Washington.
In Spokane, Washington, overpasses on I-90 were lined with people paying respect to the two firefighters killed in an ambush Sunday in Coeur d'Alene. Battalion Chief Frank Harwood served Kootenai County Fire and Rescue for 17 years, while Battalion Chief John Morrison worked for Coeur d'Alene for 28 years. More details at srnnews.com.